The Wildcats basketball team lost in Mount Pleasant Tuesday night 71-46. The Wildcats are now 0-2 in district play and 5-14 for the season. And I talked with Wildcats basketball coach Clark Cipolletta Wednesday morning.
Well, it didn't turn out the way we wanted to. I thought mentally focused-wise we weren't there, and it just didn't really seem like the guys were ready to play at that high of a level, and Mount Pleasant was, so naturally they came out on top.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest places to play, seem like. They really get into it there, and their crowd does, and it's a tough gym to play.
Absolutely. Their fan base does a good job of creating that sort of atmosphere, and they've had some success in the past, so naturally that comes with a little confidence as well. So, yeah, they did a good job, and we just didn't rise to the occasion in that time. So,
it looked like the first quarter was pretty close. It was 18-12, but you're still, you know, kind of in it there, and then it seemed like after that they just kind of kept pulling away on you.
Absolutely. It was 18-12, and I bet we had 10 careless turnovers, just throwing the ball out of bounds with nobody on us, just traveling as we catch the ball, just little things that, you know, those little things we preach about that to be successful, we weren't doing them, and still we're in the ball game. And then just throughout the stretch, they just played harder than we did, beat us to 50-50 balls, and just seemed like they wanted it more, so.
I know you concentrate on that kind of stuff, how do you get them to focus more on trying to eliminate turnovers or protecting the ball?
I guess just thoughts for today is just make it more important. It just has to be, it's like almost their life has to depend on it, you know, that sort of atmosphere. Try to create that, and hopefully they'll value it more, and as a team we'll move forward and hopefully get better from that, so.
Who got your points last night? Who was doing your scoring?
We had a good little mixture. We didn't have anybody just blow the top off of it, but Kane had a couple. I forget the scorebook, but Dugan pitched in. Matthew Malone, Bubba had one of his best scoring games.
Oh,
Bubba Hall. So everybody kind of contributed, but we just couldn't get it going. So
yeah. It's one of those you want to learn from, but you know you have to move on, and there's always the next game, right?
Absolutely. I felt like, you know, after the game, guys were down and we had a good little talk, and hopefully we'll respond well and guys will step up and kind of rise to the occasion and move forward from here.
Now you've got Greenville at home. That'll be coming up on Friday. Do you know much about Greenville this year?
Yeah, I've watched them play about 6 or 7 times, two times live. So they got a good ball team, some size. They got like 2 6-7 kids that can go. We played them in spring league and summer league, so we're kind of used to what they like to do. So have a few guards that can go, so they'll be a tough little match. They'll run a little zone on us, so hopefully we can counter that and really execute well. So,
well, we talk about the tough gyms, you know, Texas High. You talk about Mount Pleasant. It'd be nice to get that going with here in Wildcats Gym and get a good crowd and, you know, really support these guys.
Absolutely, I hope everybody comes out. Last year, you know, later towards the end, we had good crowds, and our team's really fed off of those. And it's really important to the team, you know, to see that the fan base and the community is behind them full time. You know, no matter if they're winning or losing, just there to support them, and hopefully we'll respond and feed off of that.
KSST News.